your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, time is 28 minutes to 11. That talk number 1-300-872-911. We just had John on the phone a little while ago, the retired police officer, talking about, well, what's coming up next year, the prospect, he believed, of getting someone like Robbie Katter over the line to make sure that the front and centre, when they're considering this explosive, ridiculous, obscene crime level, largely committed by children, by teenagers and children from 10 years of age up, that something was done about it. Now, the reality is we've had this legislation passed just last week, and there's a fair bit of detail in it, but the reality is the sort of commentary we're getting doesn't lead you to be very enthusiastic about any reduction in youth crime at all. For example, here's an example of what we're talking about. Despite voting in support of the laws, the LNP said immediately afterwards the measures would have, quote, little impact on the youth crime crisis. Dale Last said the most significant measure to make it through this week was the one thing that the Palaszczuk Labor government fought against for 2 years, breach of bail. The LNP's breach of bail policy has been adopted word for word by the government and became law. This is a day last week. Now, Dale went on to say this. It's the firm view of the LNP opposition that detention as a last resort must be removed. Does it what? Mustn't it what? Must be removed from the Youth Justice Act to work hand in hand with breach of bail. Look, there's a whole lot of things here, and you look at it and you think, oh, why would they waste their time? They're learning nothing, this mob in Brisbane, about what's going on and what's needed to bring some of these hard juvenile thugs. I mean, these are hard-nosed criminals to heel. There's another one there this morning. I mean, just they go through to the keeper and people say, oh, yeah, that's what always happens. 16-year-old boy, 26 offences relating to property and traffic matters. The boy was taken into custody 12:30 Friday. At an address in Manunda, it'll be alleged the boy committed the offences, 26 of them, across Cairns over the past 4 weeks. 26 offences. This is a 16-year-old. 26 offences in 4 weeks. Breaking into homes, stealing keys and valuables, then stealing their cars. It'll be further alleged the boy was captured on social media, driving the vehicles dangerously. 9 counts of enter, dwelling and commit was the charge. 7 counts unlawful use of a motor vehicle. This is a 16-year-old in 4 weeks, stole 7 cars. 4 counts stealing, 2 counts fraud, and unlicensed driving, of course, dangerous operation motor vehicle, threatening the lives of every single one of us. I mean, is anybody in Brisbane in Parliament House, in the government, awake? Seriously, they just, oh, yeah, well, you know, breach of bail, we're doing things and bail could become harder for young people. Oh, it's just... And yet, you know, still the magistrates are being told, oh, it's a last resort. Putting people behind any sort of constraint is a last resort. No consideration for the ocean of victims out here, particularly the elderly carrying their homes. Robbie Katter's on the line, the state member for Traeger, Queensland State Leader, Katter's Australian Party. Hello, Robbie.
G'day, John.
What were your feelings when all this went through the Parliament last week with all the excitement about new laws, etc.? Is it going to make the slightest difference?
No, I was pretty ticked off, mate, and... As usual, you're just frustrated by both sides because it's a bit rich for the opposition to be saying, you know, you adopted our view and then going out the same, but none of us make a difference because, you know, if you listen to our last 2 years, that was all that was going to make the difference. That's all they've been talking about was breach of bail and offence. I'm with him in that we voted for it. Yeah, not a bad thing to do, but don't make out like it's going to be the big thing or even detention last resort. That's not the thing that's going to solve this. The thing is creating a consequence for the kids. And mate, you know, we put in 4 amendments to the bill. We put up 4 amendments that were solid. We felt one related to adult time for adult crimes. So heinous crimes had mandatory sentencing, minimum mandatory sentencing on that as well. And a recidivist car, like second time you're in for car theft, minimum 12 months. And see, that stuff that bites. You know, there's no getting around that then. And then put in relocation sentencing. So places like Petford, you know, Jeff Guest will there's options for the magistrate, creating that third option for the magistrate, to which, mate, there's more and more academics and people coming out saying great stuff. We had the ex-head of correctional services in Queensland, Keith Hamburger,
yes.
who I thought would never agree with me, but he said, no, this is what we need. So, mate, you know, we put it to the Parliament, and both opposition, the Liberals and the Labor, both combined, so that we couldn't even get the amendment up to be voted on. So it's a bit rich for them to be saying, you know, if only, when they voted for the thing and agreed that the main thing they've been talking about for the last 2 years, which was breach of bail and offence. And I've always said it, that's not the panacea, John. That helps, but we need a lot more of that. I think kids are still going to be waking up tomorrow thinking, yeah, not really too worried about what's coming in. And I think they'll be saying the same thing in 12 months.
Of course they are. Don't go away. The Jeff Guest model, now, if there is any criticism, is hang on a minute, it was good for its day, but this is a tidal wave. This is an explosion of really hard-nosed criminals. But you've got a modified version of Petford. You've talked about it on this program. You talked about fundamentally, like school, they're schools, but they're remote. Yep. They can't get back to the gang. They can't get back to the criminal stamping grounds. They're a fair way out. But you've got them actually, in your model, being educated. You've got them being taught some skills as well. It's a mix of Jeff Guest, that concept, but it's a mix of the sort of educational skills that the fundamentals they need to start with as well.
Yep. So what the both major parties will tell you is that you need to have, or they must have this position because they voted against ours, but they'll tell you that you just got to work with these kids, give them intensive management, or lock them in Cleveland Bay Detention Centre. Cleveland Bay Detention Centre, where all the kids are going now, 95% recidivism, so you know it doesn't work. Plus, you're jamming in all the kids. You're guaranteed you'll catch up with your brother and cousins and whoever and your mates in there because you're all jammed in. If you're in North Queensland, you're all jammed into one place. If you've got relocation sentencing, which says actually you don't just have to send them to Cleveland, you can send them to an alternative type facility, and those prescribed, you can fit a lot of scope in that. One could be a rural type one run by Jeff Guest. Another one could be a education type facility, some of the better behaved kids, what most people just call a rural school. But if you've got you break them up. If you've got 10 or 20 of those facilities, guess what? A lot cheaper than building another Cleveland Bay. They cost you $500 million. And, I mean, these things couldn't be worth more than $5 or $10 million each to set up. So, you know, you can build 10 of these, let's say $50 to $100 million. That's a lot cheaper than another five. Well, the Premier's can build another two Cleveland Bay detention centres. And even if you just did a pilot for a start, you know, just do one. You've got a lot of these programs set up, but the problem is, John, at the moment, you cannot force a kid to attend any of those programs.
No.
So that's the gap in the laws right now. That's the biggest thing we need in Parliament. Not you know, breach of bail defence. They're all good. They help. But the one main thing you need is that magistrate to be able to say, I'm not putting you out in bail and I'm not putting you in Cleveland. I'm forcing you to go there. And at the moment, he cannot do that. And until you can't force them, we're all wasting in time. Whether you're a civil libertarian that wants to kiss and cuddle his kids back to good health, or you want some retribution, you're a victim of crime, want some retribution, want to give them a consequence, both are unsatisfied at the moment, and we feel we had the answer for that. We tried to put it in Parliament, we've been pushing it 5 years, and very frustrating to hear both sides just squabbling between themselves.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Don't go away. I just need a bit of an update on what's going out across the Gulf too, because you've been out there, through. You've seen from the air what's going on out there. Give us a view of what you've spotted from above.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, we went on the chopper right into the belly of the beast. We went into Burketown to run a roadhouse in between Doomadgee, and you saw it, where the river broke its banks. It had scoured and ripped through absolute carnage. I mean, Tirana Roadhouse outside Doomadgee, the water up to almost the top of the doors and just destroyed everything, their machinery. And they couldn't get insurance, of course, because people don't insure in the Gulf. It's not a matter of cost. They used to pay insurance, but the insurers just refused to insure them out in those areas. So that couple looked forward to losing everything, young couple up there. And Burketown, just seeing cattle, cattle dead everywhere and people very distressed. A couple of producers having to hear the cattle bellowing as they're floating past down the river past them at night in huge numbers. And people losing family pets and their livelihood, but they're all sort of, you know, I know it's said a lot, but pretty resilient people up there are used to adversity. So when you talk to them, they take it in their stride, but crikey, mate. There's only a small number of people, but they're very heavily impacted.
There was an estimate discussing this matter earlier on with Aaron Finn from Nautilus, and he talked about hearing that there could be upwards of 200,000 head lost. Could it be that bad?
Well, mate, they're counting, and John, there's, you know, definitely in the thousands, just from what I saw, but I only saw a small portion of it all. So that's the big job ahead. And, you know, what I will say is the people that did hit, it smashed them. So it didn't spread out like the 2019 floods, and, you know, which sort of went across sort of, you know, anywhere from 20 to 50 mile across where it was just covering the water. This was a lot narrower band, but where it went through, crikey, it was savage. Like, you were talking about, you know, I think previous records were 10 metres or something around Riversley, Boojumulla, through Century Mine, and the town of Gregory, there was 17 metres up there. So just boggles the mind of people put, you know, pads in for flooding, thinking, oh, we'll put it a metre over the 100 year just to be sure. And the water went well over that and wrecked their machinery. So just went beyond everyone's, and the speed of it. At Mayor Ernie Camp, his son, he was closing the gate and we went back in 15 minutes and had risen 1.2 metres in 15 minutes. So it was fast, furious, and devastating. And, yeah, it's caused some carnage. There's no question about that. And some of those stations, like, you imagine you've got a... you've got to get power on, so you can't get any fuel in to power your generators if your generator's even not washed away. That's to start cleaning up, but you're probably going to lose your house because mould and everything's going to take over and all the food and everything. But even if you can get in there, you've got to chop up men and fuel in because you can't, and you can't accommodate people on site to clean up the mess because you need fuel, food, and everything's still stranded. So then once you do get back in, you've got to start rebuilding all these buildings and everything. And no one get builders anymore, especially in those remote areas.
Of course.
It's going to be, be tricky, very tricky.
Excellent update today. Really appreciate this, Robbie. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Robbie Catter, the state member for the seat of Traeger, but Queensland state leader of Catter's Australian Party.